Graham, sum up the mood after that. That must be bitterly, bitterly disappointing.
Yeah, we are. I mean, everyone in there is disappointed. The last couple of weeks hasn't been good enough, and we spoke during the week about this was a chance to put things right. And I thought the boys worked hard out there, but it's a difficult result to take. It's probably not good enough for conceding too many goals at the minute, and conceding another three today, so disappointing.
There's been a lot of talk about you guys offering a reaction off the back of Brighton. It didn't come, did it?
I thought we worked hard. I mean, everyone out there gave 100%. I don't think anyone gave up, but it just wasn't good enough. As I said, we're conceding too many goals, and we're going at half time, we're leading again, and we managed to throw it away like many times we've done this season. So yeah, everyone in there is disappointed, and we're in a fight at the minute.
And defensively, you've been working on that for a week or two now, haven't you? You had a full week at it today. I mean, how does that turn around from here? Because it doesn't seem like what's been worked on has worked so far.
I think we've been working on it not just this week, but we've been working on it as a team. It's not just the defence we're talking about. It's defender as a whole unit, a whole squad. But it's not been good enough. We're conceding too many goals at the minute. And how we change that, I don't know. We obviously need to go and work on the training pitch and put it right, and hopefully we can do that.
There was some pressure on the manager before this afternoon. Imagine a result like this might up that a bit. How do you guys see that situation?
It's football. Obviously, we've not had the results the last couple of weeks. The fans aren't happy, but we have to stick together. We'll have to fight, and say we'll have a long 2 weeks now before the next game. But as I said, we're in a fight, and hopefully we can stick together and come through it.
And the players are still behind the manager and what he's trying to do as well?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. I mean, we're a squad, we'll fight it together, we're all in it together. We're as much as to blame as the manager. We're the guys out there, it's not getting the results and not getting the performances. So yeah, we're all in it together.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you.
Graham, there's speculation there's problems in the dressing room. It's a divided dressing room. Is that true?
No.
All the players 100% together and playing as a team?
Yep.
What's the problem on the pitch then? I mean, four straight defeats, is it something small, something you can put right? Or?
I don't know. It's obviously problems that we're not playing well enough, we're not winning games. If we went on a run of seven or eight games on the bounce where we won every game, and the last few results obviously haven't been good enough, but we don't become a bad squad or bad players overnight, so we need to get back to what we were doing 4 or 5 weeks ago and put it right.
Go back to that Fulham game, half time, you're 2-0 up, top of the league, everything going, suddenly you let two goals in, everything seemed to start from there.
Yeah, it probably did, yeah. Going back to that, we got a bit sloppy again. There's been so many times we've went in at half time where we've been winning and come out in the second half, and somehow we seem to throw away goals and we throw away games, and we've threw away too many points really, so it's been disappointing, but it's something we need to work on, and it's obviously not good enough at the moment. I think it's pressure on everyone. We've not been good enough as a whole squad for the last 3-4 weeks, so it's not just pressure on the manager, it's pressure on us. You can hear the fans are disappointed, and rightly so. It's a results business, and we've not been getting the results, so I'm not quite right to be disappointed, as is the full squad's disappointed the way it's been going for the last couple of weeks. There's still a long way to go, there's still so many points to play for. I keep going back to it, but the games before this little bad run we've been on, we were ticking games off and winning them, so I don't see why we couldn't do that for the next five or six games, but it will be tough, and there's no doubt about it, we're in a fight and we have to stick together and fight.